listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in the Halem, Wheeler, and Manzanita at Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show.
Is. It's advised.
It is advised, yes.
So much.
Happy Friday. Yeah. You done made it.
All right.
Ooh, ooh.
What?
I ain't gonna lie, man. That ooh sounds tired. I gotta talk bad about myself. It's like, it's been a week, bro. It's been a week.
Bad about myself.
Yeah, but I'll fight through it. We all gonna have some fun tonight, you guys. I'm glad you're here with us. Live studio audience, give yourself a round of applause.
No doubt.
I like that. So beautiful. I love that. But yes.
No, quit lying to them.
Don't give them that much props. Don't give them that much glory.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh my God. Well, they got humor tonight, you guys. So let's give it up to them for that. But yeah. We're out here, and we made it.
This is our 185th episode of this show on X-Ray.
Oh, my God. Not clap it up for that. That's what I'm saying. I love this.
Last episode, we're going to tape live
in this,
this building.
At this location.
Speaking of, donate to the X-Ray Station Moving Fund, xray.fm. It's going to help facilitate our new move into our new station, Digs in Southeast. So there we go.
Oh, I like this. So we won't be getting U-Hauls. We'll have professional movers.
I doubt that.
He doubt that.
I mean, just everything costs money, even the U-Hauls.
Man, bruh. You ain't never lied. Gas is now a bill, bro. It's like a utility.
Don't
like,
bum everyone out, man.
All right, yeah. We're here to have fun. Woo! All right, so what music you got lined up for us?
Oh, we don't got to go right into the music.
Oh, you don't want to go right into the music? Okay.
No.
All right.
Just let's talk a little. Maybe we will play some songs and we'll talk.
We'll play some music.
Yeah.
You can play some music. I can play some music. I don't care who plays the music as long as we play some music.
I'm gonna play some stuff. Hold on.
Ooh, you got some stuff. I do want to give props for, or I don't even know what to say. It's not even props. I'm just blown away that after all these years, still got Michael Jackson on number one on all the. On the Billboard. Have you been hearing this or
on what?
On the Billboard, like the top 100.
Which Billboard? The top Hot 100. Well, because they have the documentaries out, so yeah.
Yeah, so it makes sense. But yeah, he's been up there for like the last however since months or whatever, 9 weeks they said, something like that.
That's what's up.
That's insane, bro. Like, the thing is, like, multiple people have dropped like big stars today have dropped albums and. They could knock him off.
We're going to buy albums.
That's true, huh?
They're like, oh, so-and-so went a platinum in 1 week or whatever. But it's like, okay, did they really go and sell a million copies? Or did they get streamed a million times on services that people already pay monthly for so it doesn't cost them to actually
Oh, is that the hustle? Is that how they do it now?
Well, you don't no one's selling a million copies. No one's, I mean, iTunes, they, you know, some people buy music on Bandcamp and iTunes and Amazon,
right.
But it's not selling like it's sold. People mostly just stream. That's how they count the numbers.
That's how they. So,
but yeah, no one's going platinum off sales, like actually platinum.
Right. So that's how they're saying that they sold a million is going by the streams then?
Well, it's like a combo of all the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a hustle.
Nobody's selling a million copies out here. Maybe Beyonce or something, or like Taylor Swift or.
Hee
Yeah.
But like, yeah. No, not. Yeah. Not even them.
Out of today, yeah, who knows? People aren't really buying music like that, whole albums and stuff, yeah.
Dang, the album game done changed.
That's why I'm like, you can't compare it. You can't compare any of these numbers to, like, people actually, like, 3 million people going out to buy the Wu-Tang second album, you know what I mean? And there's not even the highest selling thing, but the point is, that, like, nothing, like, people actually went to record stores to buy these and paid, like, $10 to $16 or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, sir.
Yeah.
I do got a question or topic, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about this, but apparently, props to the Scottish people, first of all, because they came in and went to Boston and somehow drank all the beer.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious. It's a true story.
No, it is not a true story.
Oh, my God. They ran out of beer. How did they run out of beer then?
No one ran out of beer.
They ran out of beer, bro. They run out of beer.
What news sites
are you No, they didn't run out of beer. That'd be impossible. But they were just not prepared for the amount of beer that the volume of beer they had been drinking is like almost equal, if not more than what they have on St. Patty's Day. And I'm like, that's crazy work.
Yeah.
That don't even sound right.
It's a lot of tourists. It makes sense.
That's probably what it is. Do you think Portland could hold their own with beer like that? With all the breweries they have and everything?
I don't know. People drink a lot of beer here.
That's what I'm saying. It's like beer capital. I can't.
People do drink a lot of beer here.
That brings a really good question. What other state has or city has much brewers we do? Got to be back east, right?
Oh, Colorado. Don't they have breweries? Milwaukee, Wisconsin or something like that?
Yeah, it's got to be. I'm going to find that out after, you know,
we come back. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's going to be my final answer.
Ooh, I like this. We come back from our musical break, we can have this fun fact of a number.
Can we? Okay.
Yeah. You can go ahead and play your songs now.
Yeah. Happy Juneteenth, y'all. I'm just going to say it.
Happy Juneteenth.
You may be asking, why am I saying it? Because I effing can. Don't worry about it.
You sure can, sir. I approve this message.
All right. Nickelback CD's coming with us. That doesn't make sense to me.
I love how you say that right after a duty. I can't.
It just fit together like a. It just fit.
Sure, you're mine.
It just seemed appropriate.
You're mine, sure, buddy. I can't. They probably like, wait a minute, what? What is this dude?
We're going to the new radio station. We're bringing the Nickelback CD.
We can tell y'all the whole origin story of that a little later.
Yeah,
in
we
the
should
show.
Do that. We should get into some music. Should. We'll come back. I'm gonna talk. We're gonna talk local sports and then whatever topic Shado has. And it's gonna be fun, right? I
guess. Yeah, it's gonna be mad fun, son. It's Friday. We made it.
We're getting a little Mac Dre, E40, Mac Mall. Kick it off. We got some Red Man and Method Man, and we'll see what else we got.
Yeah, I like this.
You know what it is? They gave us a show.
Yeah, they gave us a show.
This program will be temporarily interrupted. Everyone, including Freaks, has been contaminated by the radioactivity roundup.
Gonna throw this thing back like G.I. Joe. Line up, Decepticon, the kind of lighting cafe Escalon. Glass pack, Elder Brock, had a snub 38 before I held the Glock. 20 sacking, hear me slapping. Niggas go dumb when they hear me rapping. So quick, I'm dumping and I'm clapping. If something finna happen, thumping my lapping. Rat a tat, 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 tatter. She won't give it to you, let me have at her. Ladies, women, girls, bronze, miracle paints or Earl Shine. It really don't matter what I strike. Bet baby still buy me what I like.
D-boy, baby mama acting rowdy outside. Rowdy outside, rowdy outside. D-boy, baby mama acting rowdy outside. Later for that shit, we don't fuck with him like swine. Active, maxive, blapping automatic. Savage do extensive damage. Have a sucker absent. Man, look at baby, she want me to tap it. If I hit it once, she gon' drop me in traffic. Strip the game naked like Mac and Magic Mike. And I come from the slum where life is trite. But tonight, Pastor Remy right to the Mac like I Luciano blessing the mic. Cut throats in the building and you know they hype. Chassis say Mac and your flow so tight. For real, like the show, smoking backwoods with my folks.
Look out, PM. Urkel, Urkel, Blue, Welch's Grapes, Vallejo, California, Planet of the Apes, where we shroom and coon and push work, snort dog food, pop pills and perk, they gon' go berserk when they hear this black, hit the intersection, figure eight and back, before they dray them off, put the V on the map, for the last decade, carried the bay on my back, daddy long like pit perm, slicker than worm sperm, I'm on the radio like Howard Stern, 41, I got money to burn, and I'ma be here for a while, I gotta wait y'all turn.
Heavy watch lift weights with my wrist. Pull dive pieces, then I flip. So you know I can take your bitch. Nigga better tuck her like Chris.
Hydro, Indo, Ha, Coco,
yeah.
I need some brown weed,
lady,
all day, huh? I need some brown weed,
honey,
yeah. I need some brown weed,
lady,
all that weed.
Yeah. Now these doors don't open till after dark, and it ain't till 12 till the party really starts.
Yeah, me and my crew had to be in by 10, right before the fun was about to begin.
Yo, yo, one spitting, jabber jaws, trying to taste the paper written, kids be bullshitting. I see they flawed, too many rebels, not enough cause for me to pause. Some broads love my shitty drawers, the finest, criminal minded, put my life behind it. You niggas find it hard to swallow poison in the bottle. She too sexy, so I gotta watch you fast bitches, too many tricks that can get dick a bad sickness.
Son, excuse me, I'm trying to earn me a buck or two. The LMC step in.
And who the fuck are you?
Doc, start walking, bumping MOP to catch a nigga getting gas, putting 10 on 3.
The ruckus.
With the mic, I blast men on sight. So off the hook, Atlantic Bell had to go on strike. Doc did it. Metaphors come AMG kidding. 2020 vision comes tinted for being so high.
So high. I ain't long, I be the street soldier. Annie up, pull them panties up, party's over. In the cut, slapping grudges off a nigga's shoulder. Bringing rough like some wildcats in Villanova. Hot as fuck, drunk or sober. Swallow Ebola, sole controller of the universe. Stola, cola than cola. Caps, grab your hoodie hat. I'll in the stack, keep them cats running for they got. In stormy
right
weather.
Right up, upper cup rolling, how I left your eye. Stage dive, made a mistake, kick, F-O-I. Hey yo, ho, I be keeping a dope show like Marilyn. Manson, the handgun be stacked. In the paneling, Jersey Drive, son, watch me whip it like midget. Figure A that home plate and piss on your picnic.
Don't nobody move.
Don't nobody start flinching. Limo driver, roll up the fucking partition.
Who the niggas that be rolling them tie high as a kite, getting pussy all night?
Well, alright, yeah. But well, who them cats you can call on when you wanna brawl?
Get drunk as hell.
So on.
Well, alright,
yo. Yo, it's Funk Doc up in the house.
Well, alright, yo. Yo, hot bitch up in the house.
Well, alright, y'all. Bricks the stat, hold it down.
Well, alright, y'all. Mad dick up in your mouth.
All night, yo, child, yeah. To die. Did it before, I'll do it again. Snatch bar to the ignition, I'm screwing it in.
Ayo, we
six
out.
Six drop in 10 seconds. What, I'll be the first one on the floor at your wedding reception. B-boys gather around and act Kenoid. Bring the trouble T-Roy to earlobes, keloid.
Terminator 2.
Doc after Sarah Khan for the barrel bonds.
Am I on?
To Cal, you're on.
Got these slim pickings on my Charles Dickens. I pack a Mac to make your back stiff. Flip the script, I act different. The eyeball, keep your distance. Warning y'all, you don't listen. Bitching over shit you ain't getting. So finally, putting in work, the big hurt. MC with a social disease, I get it first. Enemies, feel my energies. 4 centuries of anger, remember me?
The feel, nigga.
Too ghetto, fabulous, rhythm, sharp and hazardous. Figure with bad habit, can't hold his liquor. Speed like a millipede. Hot Nixon. Contemplate the non-fiction on loose leaves. Paragraphs, 100 degrees, my pen bleeds. Showing you the pain I feel from holding knees. Black thoughts, deep-rooted. Nowadays, they come with batteries included and wicked ways.
Who the niggas that be rolling them tie high as a cow? Getting pussy all night. Well, alright, yeah. Yeah. Well, who them cats you can call on when you wanna brawl?
Get drunk as hell.
And so on.
Well, alright, yeah.
Yeah. It's Funk Biggie in the house.
Well, alright,
yeah. Yeah.
Left Biggie, no doubt.
Well, alright, y'all. Bricks the stat, hold it down.
Well, alright, yeah. Yeah. Man, kick up in your mouth.
All night, yeah. Yeah.
Watch the plot of thinking, adding inches to my belt. Whip it through.
with a nightlife. Always like that.
Yeah, it's like that.
That's a nice watch. What's the time, boss? Do the price match?
It ain't like that. Clock came from mom. She got the arms wrapped so close around her. Baby, she ain't been seeing me lately. I went no deep in the space. Leaving the city is great, but 45 hours away is torture. And once more, if for any and all reason you need me, I'm just a phone call. Phone saw cut clean right through my stone hall. Stonewall, you don't know Jackson. Pack some jeans. Brand new hoes in a rap song. Please keep your soul. Don't let people make you cold. Just click your heels to take me home. And I'll be there to repair the hurt. To be fair, to beware, but we had some green light. The red eye, the feline, for feline. And it got space for a nigga like I'm Guillaume. For eons, yeah, we high like tree lines. I be pine and deny the face. No sea ties, I see ties to go where it takes me. Fools thinking they can never break me. Hate to face me, make me want to.
Tell them mind your business for you end up on the show. Bitch, I feel like Dennis, been a minute by my shit. Watch the plot of Dickens, adding it just to my belt. Whip it through the premise, windows tinted through the premise.
Oh, well, we're back then.
Hey!
Yeah. Woo-hoo. That was Mind Your Business, Twan. Before that, we had Method Man and Red Man, Well, All Right, Ja. And then Dradio, Mac Dre, Mac Money 40.
Okay. Yeah, shout out.
There you go.
How you pronounce his name again? You said it was the last one we just heard.
Oh, I want to say it's Twan. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Okay.
If it's T-W capital O-N. Yeah. So if I'm mispronouncing it, my bad. I've only read it. Dig your stuff, though, for real. We have other of his stuff, too.
Business. Yeah. And business is not spelled like business. It's business. Business.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sir, mind your business.
Mind your business.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Makes me think of a 40-year-old virgin.
I know. Just for the sake of
she was a hoe.
For sure.
That when movie. What's his name's wife came in and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you haven't seen that movie, shame on you. It's funny.
For real. Watch it. Yeah. We're back anyway. So Portland has a new women's softball team. Have you heard about this?
No, I have not.
They play the games on. So if anyone's hearing this for the first time, it's called the Portland Cascade. The games come on ESPN, ESPN2, or when they're not on there, they come on locally on Channel 13.
Oh, they major. They on ESPN2, not the Ocho?
Guess where the women's team plays their home games? At the old stadium, the Hillsboro Hops.
Oh, that's a nice stadium.
They sold out their first game yesterday.
Oh,
and
geez.
I watched the other game on ESPN2 today, and they had a big crowd. So shout out to the people going out, not just women. I looked at the crowd. It was a pretty good mix. Young and old, men and women out there supporting. It was dope. Portland lost today, but apparently they're second in the league in their first year. So
that's dope.
Yeah, so there you go. Well, if you're looking for that, they do have the third game of their current series, 9:30 a.m. Father's Day, this Sunday, out at Hillsboro Balls Park. There you go. If you want to check them out, you got one more chance this week before they go on the road.
Yeah, I like this. Check them out. Support.
There you go.
So women's sports have been killing it, man. Especially like the Portland Fire.
That
man.
Just popped up out of nowhere. I was like, what? And then like it was on the news, and I was like, dang, I heard about this, but I didn't know it was just coming. So that's cool.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That's hot.
What were you going to say? The Portland Fire? Yeah, the Portland Fire.
Yeah, they've
doing
been
pretty
killing
decent
it.
In their first year back.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost the last couple, but it's their first year back. You know what I mean? They're still.
But I like they did getting support from the town, though. Like
yeah.
The city showing
it's
up
good to
for
see,
them.
For sure, yeah.
I think they've been having, I don't know if they've having sellout, but they've been having really good turnout.
Yeah,
more than
they're
anybody
leading the
league
in league. Attendance, yeah.
Yeah, I heard they've had more than anybody in the league. So that's
yeah, for sure. So that's what's up.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, New York gets a lot of people, you know, Indiana draws a lot of people. New York draws a lot. I mean, Vegas
true.
Draws a lot of fans. So shout out to Portland for leading the league in like their first year like that. So, yeah.
And shout out to New York. Cause it's the first time we're on the air. I'm happy for that city, man. They finally got a win after like, was it 52?
Man.
53?
Oh, 74 was the last championship.
So is that 52 then? That is 52, right?
50 something
years.
Yeah,
it's 52 years. Jeez. Yeah. That's a drought.
They now have three championships, so when you look at it in that context, it's not bad. Three isn't a bad number. You know what I mean? That feels like a New York City number at least, but two with the last one being in 74 didn't look so great. Now that they have three, it looks kind of better. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like a city like New York should be sitting on like 10 or more.
Yeah, but three with one being the recent looks a lot better than the last one being in 1974. It looks a lot better. They're on the right track.
Minimum five.
Yeah. So well, no, even the New York – even the Giants don't have five Super Bowls. And the Yankees have a lot of baseball titles, but yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, you might be onto something.
I think the Giants have 3 Super Bowl wins.
They have 3?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Shout out Eli Manning.
I don't know. Football's so brutal. It's different. I just judge that differently than basketball.
Yeah. Well, there's no one with as many. Like, the most is 6 Super Bowl championships. You know what I mean? And that's the Steelers and the Patriots. So, but in baseball, the most is like 20 or something like that.
Whoa.
Basketball. You
Who
know,
got that record?
What are the Yankees.
Of course.
Yeah. In basketball, what do the Lakers have? Like 15 championships?
I think the Celtics hold the record, right?
Yeah, either way, one of them has like 15 or a lot. It's a lot. It's
something
a high
like
number.
It's, yeah. Yeah, definitely
it's over right. 10, yeah.
Between the Lakers. I mean,
it's the Celtics.
Bill little. Russell got 11 when he was with the Celtics by himself. So I think they have the most.
I don't know. It's the Celtics and the Lakers are 1 and 2.
I think the Celtics were the 1 and the Lakers were 2.
I think third is San Antonio. I don't know. I don't know who third is.
Yeah.
San Antonio or the Bulls?
Are they the third now? San Antonio?
Or the Bulls? I don't know.
The Bulls got 6. That's for sure. Yeah. San Antonio only had 5, I think. Maybe.
Okay. So
4 or 5.
Does someone have more than 6 that's not L.A. or Dallas? I mean, L.A. or Boston? Does, like, Philly have a lot? I don't even know.
I don't think Phily ever even won.
No,
wait,
but
no, they won
titles,
back when they
yeah.
had Dr. J and all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they probably got like 2 or 3.
Okay.
I don't
they
think
won they like in the 80s with Maurice Cheeks and.
Maurice Cheeks.
Whoever played with Maurice Cheeks.
Oh, duh.
I think Barkley was like maybe the year before Barkley came or something like that.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That's me. Right. Didn't he coach the Blazers for a bit?
Cheeks, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
That was one of our worst eras. It wasn't because of him, but nothing's wrong with Coach Cheeks, but we had worse coaches, but it just was not the best. You know, it was after Dunleavy, and it was after Pippen left, and after Rasheed Wallace left.
Rasheed Wallace?
You know what I mean? They were kind of rebuilding. He was in a rebuilding era, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I get it.
Yeah. So, he didn't get Brandon Roy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes sense then.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Should we play more music or let me see? Oh yeah, what was the the top 5 beer cities, right?
Oh yeah. Let me back that up. Hold on. Let me I gotta bring that back up, dang. I had back that up. Okay. So going from lowest to highest, I guess, right? That's how we should do it.
Man.
We'll do like the top.
I'm effing thirsty.
Why are you thirsty, bro?
No, because it's like, I'm just thirsty. I need like a bucket of water.
Okay. All right, so the top, I'm going to do the top 3.
All right.
Coming in at number 3. Portland.
All right. Man. This is the number of breweries?
Or? Yeah, per capita, yeah.
Okay.
And coming in at number 2, you said it, Denver.
All right.
And coming in at number 1.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
No. Chicago.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So Milwaukee, Wisconsin wasn't in the top 3?
No.
Wow.
They were not. And Boston wasn't even in the top. So, yeah.
I think they're the customers from all the breweries.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is. So, like, if they had those, if the Scottish were here in Portland, Denver, or Chicago, there would have been no issue.
Definitely Chicago because it's big and per capita.
Oh, yeah. Plus, they'd be like, yeah, it's already a lot of Scottish there.
Yeah. So, they really, like, dye the river green for St. Patrick's
Day. Oh, yeah, they do. So. I have witnessed this.
It's pretty cool.
It is
I've seen
very
that on
cool.
movies and stuff. So yeah.
Oh yeah, I've seen it in Lifetime. I've seen it when they go out there and they drop the dye.
How
in
long does that
stuff.
Process take? Like once they drop
it's
it.
It's pretty instant, bro. They drop these huge blocks of whatever kind of dye.
Like a block, and then it kind of just melts in there.
Yeah, it just dissolves right into there.
I never knew how it's done. That's kind of cool.
Yep. Like we used to go down there and we used to go watch it and stuff like that.
Are they dropping out of a helicopter or what?
He ain't dropping, bro. He ain't dropping no helicopter, fam. What the world?
He said drop it.
They dropping off the boats, fam. They just knocking off the boats. Yeah, he's putting it in.
Just fly it over, like release it.
Unless they change the method, you know, they could have did that too. But
no, my method sounds pretty stupid. If you
No, I like your method now. I want to imagine that they dropping it from helicopters now. Maybe they have
probably
drones.
Probably take so long.
Oh, God. All right, man. We get back into some more music. Hey, we'll come back with the questions. Will you have questions?
Maybe.
Okay. Be fun.
I think you already did the question. What was that? Oh, Lord.
You okay. Try to get out of
we
it.
We got some new Trap Beckham.
Trap Beckham. Hey, what up, Trap? That's the homie.
The cookout. It's appropriate. It's barbecue season. So.
It's barbecue season. I like this.
Where the fam at? Where my damn fam at? In the backyard, got tequila in my cup. I'm going hard.
Bitch, I'm going hard.
Came up from the bottom, remember having nothing. Now we living large.
Now we living large.
With my auntie, uncle, mother, brother, sister, cousin too.
Got my cousin too.
It's a celebration when we get together. You know what it do.
You know what it do.
Turn the music up, heard them playing with you. I'm like, who the fuck,
baby? Who the fuck?
Still stick together, see that family business. Nothing new to us.
Nothing new to us.
Got the grill going, got the hamburger steaks, ribs going.
Got the ribs going.
We been outside all day drinking, and we still going better.
Meet me at the cookout.
Pass through. Excuse me. And I said, ooh, just get excited when I see you passing by. And I said, ooh, then I'm intimidated to just say hi.
I'm living through my imagination, sitting in this room alone. Turn my funeral to a studio, watch a movie roll. Could have been an actor, and following your dreams, shit, that always been a factor. What's cracking? What's up with you? You look a little uncomfortable. And we relaxing, counting W's. Pussy's what we running through. Push me, we gon' come for you. One way or another, I die about my brothers. Got a call, had a dip in the morning. I left the lion on the cover. Shit, I always tell the truth, though. Playing my seat in the belly of the beast. The results are so cute, though. You know, I'm all about that daddy life. On my off days, shit, I might just bag a baddie twice. No, she got a fatty right, so I kiss that ass goodnight. I guess we both hoes. I knew Matt was right.
Hey, come from a different time. I know the sun, but what we got here is a different shine. Eyes low like, is you fried? Never understood the comparisons, yo. I am a different guy. We keep the ball rolling. Still balling, went off the weed like I'm Josh Gordon. False prophets gon' proceed to keep the scene stagnant. When we rapping, it's the closest thing to seeing magic. Harry Houdini or the icon from the Lakers squad. I don't like this AI, I robot shit. They gon' take our jobs. Tiffany gang, and yo, I'm finna spend a trust fund. Just got invited to a gala, need a plus one. She the type to fuck me in the bathroom, bust one, then go and find Lo in another room so she fucks on. Nasty bitch, I'll never see you in the afterlife. Matt Randall, Portland's living human sacrifice.
Sacrifice, 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 sacrifice.
Let's go. What they hear, Ocean? What
that
they
was
hear?
Breakfast with Tiffany. Breakfast with Tiffany.
I was about to say.
It's Matt Randall, G Lo, and
shout out. Yeah.
Two of those three names have been on our show before.
I like how you go in reverse. You didn't say the other songs.
Oh, and then before that, we had Sundress, Shelly, or Drum.
Running with the sundress.
Look at that girl in the sundress.
I know, when he was singing that track, I was like, yo.
He was.
Bro was going in.
And then before that, we had Cookout, new Trap Beckham. There we go. We're back.
Yeah, shout out Trap Beckham.
Yes, sir.
That's the homie. Good dude, good dude.
Look at that girl in the sundress. Okay.
Yeah, you sound just like him. That's really good. Your impersonation is top tier.
So this is your choice. If you had to,
choice.
Disclaimer, he has to.
Yeah.
So if no one gets mad about this.
Angry.
If you had to choose an animal to fight.
Okay.
Which do you choose? You don't have to pick. You make up. You pick the animal yourself. I have mine. And I have my reasons, but I want to know yours.
Animal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, it's one that just, if, isn't there a type of animal that you're just like,
Put me on the spot here, man.
Yeah.
An animal.
Yep.
Let me think.
Like,
about
it could
this.
Be a lion if you want.
If I get the pick, I'm not picking to fight a lion.
Polar bear.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
A wolf? Would you fight a wolf?
Definitely not. So you're literally asking me, what animal would I like to fight? Well, I would like to pick the weakest animal to fight then. Is there a prize money?
You just fight a kitten?
You said animal.
It's
got to
be something you're not going to feel bad about beating up. That's like kind of the point.
Wait a minute. No, you just said.
I told you to pick an animal and you went straight
to like
animal cruelty.
You didn't say it's
got to
be like. You didn't. No, I didn't say I was picking a kid.
It's
got to
be something no one's going to feel bad about you beating up,
oh,
like a coyote,
God,
like a coyote or something.
Oh, my God. Nobody will feel bad about fighting. You know what? I'll pick those. What about those geese?
Oh, that was going to be my point.
Yeah,
my
I'll
pick.
Pick them.
Geese is the 100% right answer.
Oh, all right, thank good. I'm picking geese. I'm fighting them.
I feel bad for ducks having to hang out with geese. Ducks are probably like, oh, here come the geese.
I've seen plenty of video where geese attack people and people just, they run and stuff like that. I'm running to that geese.
Yeah.
That geese would catch all the hands.
Yeah. They don't even poop right. They're just terrible animals all around.
Yeah. He going to be like, man, why did I step to that dude? Like, who did I think I was?
Yeah. They're jerks to people and other animals.
Yeah. So he going to catch all them hands.
Just X-Ray FM does not condone the fighting of geese.
This
just
is
so
true.
That everyone's aware.
They do not.
I'm like, this might be the one thing where we get an email about that.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. We just being silly, and then it really puts that question mark on. They gave us.
No, I mean,
show?
I would fight a goose.
Yeah.
So we're goose. Not. I mean, if I had to.
Goose for the gander. Yeah. So yours was the same answer. That's awesome.
What are you looking at, goose?
Yeah. For real.
We went to get chicken the other day, and a crow tried to jack Chato for his chicken.
Oh my God.
That was a thing that happened.
It was at Jack's too. So they knew. That's crazy. That's cannibalism for them. So why are they staring at me? That bird was licking his chops, y'all. It was sitting on my not rearview mirror, but my side mirror, like licking his chops at me eating the chicken from Jack's, y'all.
Like
I
that commercial when
not.
The M&M was eating M&M's or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was like. He was mad at me. He was like, look, he's like, you ain't going to share none? I'm going to sit right here and watch you eat. I'm like, yo. He could smell it through the glass.
Maybe he was trying to save the chickens.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe he was like he was that hero or something.
We're
like, dang, I let him down.
Have you watched any of the World Cup soccer?
No, I have not watched any of it.
All right.
Is it good? You've been keeping up with it?
No, I mean, I know that the U.S. and Mexico are both advancing, I think. So,
oh, congratulations.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the teams from North America, there you go. Yeah. I don't know how Canada's doing or if they're even in it. But anyone got any report from downtown Canada, let us know. You know, because.
Yeah, I like that.
Have you ever been to downtown Canada?
Downtown? Wait a minute. They have provinces. So which province?
No, just downtown Canada.
That don't make no sense, bro.
Yeah. It's not that big of a place. They just have one downtown.
What is wrong with you? Place is huge. It don't make no sense. You sound uneducated, sir. I can't roll with you on this one.
Saying Europe's not that big. I don't like, you know.
You what?
Yeah.
Okay. We're done here.
Canada's part of Europe.
Oh, we're definitely done here. And since we talked about sports anyway, because that topic don't count.
Yeah.
That's a good segue because now I got that little bit of like.
I wonder if anyone's in town from the World Cup, like listening to this going, Americans really are dumb.
They are.
We were right.
This is the idiots.
This guy said Canada's part of you. I know it's not downtown Canada. It's a joke from South Park. They always say downtown Canada when they show like Terrence and Phillip.
That is true. It is funny.
Anyway. So.
Yeah. Anyway.
Just for anyone visiting
so real
from
quick,
Iceland.
I'm not going to make a big deal out of this, but it was just because we were talking about it earlier, and we were like, man, what cities had the most championships?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
So coming in at number 5 is San Antonio.
Spurs with 5, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Chicago with number 6.
All right.
They had six.
Fourth was six.
Number three shocked me. It was the Warriors.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, they have seven.
Well, they have, three with Steph?
That's what I'm saying. I didn't realize they had that many before they started winning.
When were they winning?
What I'm saying.
Was, Jerry West on the team or what?
Jerry West always played with the Lakers, I think, right? Maybe he did play with the Warriors.
Because Mitch Richmond and them weren't winning titles.
Was Chris Mullin? No, he was part of Mitch Richmond and all them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It must have been back when they were before they came to, I don't know.
It was back when they shot the ball underhanded and wore short, silky shorts.
They had the Tropic whatever.
Yeah, they all wore Converse weapons.
Chucks. And then, of course, Lakers number two, Boston number one.
All right, Lakers number two, Boston number one.
By one championship, by the way.
Whoa.
18-17 on that.
Ooh, that's a battle.
Yeah, it is a battle.
All right.
I want the Blazers in Chicago to have those numbers.
Yeah.
What would it take?
The Blazers?
Yeah. They have to win the next 20 years straight.
Yeah, I don't know. It might happen.
Might happen.
Probably not.
Oh,
man. You got some music you want
to
play?
Oh, I get to play music.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. Call me off guard here.
I get to play. Why are you making it sound like that? I'm so freaking Thursday.
You don't know. He's quite abusive, you guys.
I just need like a 50-ounce of Voss, like a glass cold bottle. Man, I'm so thirsty.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
You really paint the picture, sir.
I'm famished of thirstiness.
All right. Well, keep it in honor, like I said, with New York winning, man. Let's go ahead. I'm gonna play something real New York for y'all.
All right, let's do that.
Here we go. And I think the song is New York-ish, so there we go.
Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band stack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. Tailor made clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York bitch? Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. You niggas know we deserve the props we get. Riding up in the range, I'm in my New York whip. International chicks on my New York dick. Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. See how I kill them with my New York spit. Thanks to the boroughs, now I'm New York rich. The way I flood, I'm thorough with my New York hits.
If you're from New York, stand up right now.
Stand up.
If you're from New York, hands up right now. Master Flex on my New York shit.
Woo.
I'm on my New York shit. B.I.G. on my New York shit.
Woo.
Big Pun on my New York shit. Jam Master J on my New York shit.
BBD's in do-rag niggas. Stand on the corners. Guard bill on 5% lessons. Got nickel crack hand-to-hand niggas. On the hustle rebelling. While the D's calculating who's selling. Sell drugs right in front of the deli. Poncho know what we doing. And while we bubble in the corner be brewing. Introduce you to the New York nigga. And the new talk nigga. That's how we do when we in New York nigga. Yeah. Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. Every hood love me for my New York skill. I get a lot of money on that New York strip. Gully rock a scully with a New York fit. Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. Run up in the tunnel, catch a New York trick. ODB rapping New York sick. Shit, you want the truth? Take a New York trip.
If you're from New York, stand up right now.
Stand up.
If you're from New York, hands up right now.
Remix, Jonell, Def Jam, Method Man.
Yeah, yeah. All the game that you was spitting, you know that you was tripping. Never thought you'd see me dipping, but I had to get missing. I'm tired of you stressing me. Why don't you let it be? Coming around testing me, fucking with me mentally. Goodbye. Don't wanna see your face no more.
So long.
Pack your bags, want you out the door. Cause every time that I play this wrong game, time and time again, it's gonna rain.
Again, flipping on me. Uh-huh. 1 minute we the shit, next minute you shitting on me. So what's the problem, huh? No way, let me guess. You need some space and some place to get a load off your chest. No better yet, you don't get enough attention at home. And when I'm gone, I don't even think to pick up the phone. I'm dead wrong. Now you're fed up, packing my stuff, fucking my head up. And I see it in your face right now, you wish I'd shut up. Nothing can change that. Not romance or marriage counseling. You dropped the ball, now I'm bouncing. Find me a room, burn up an ounce. And waiting for my baby to call. Forgive it all or some breakup to make up shit. Giving me draws, I adore me your more. But every time she choose to go to war, I'm looking at the front door.
Still relate to the gutter, just your lifestyle's different, spirit uplifted. Fell in love with a cat who's gifted, journey back to paradise, damn I missed it. Pop a bottle, light a purple candle, I got something that you can't quite handle. That's why you love me, pour bubbly, glow from the flame, make your skin shine lovely. I'm singing, baby, touch it, why don't ya, touch it, why don't ya, touch it, why don't ya, touch it, why don't ya. Hey girl, oh girl, hey girl, I wanna rock your world. Paradise is very nice.
You want it, baby,
Yeah. Next phase is this, Black Sand, Tahiti, 10 days to reminisce, God's my witness, I paid the price for paradise, so I'm living this, I never limit myself, the L's fearless, lay back while I illuminate the darkness, like it smooth, don't you, make it move, won't you, think I won't, take it to your peak, I know the mother cats don't, and it won't stop, this is beyond paper, first I get your mind right, then I might drape ya, never pimping, raise my girls well, young thoroughbreds get schooled by Uncle LL, C double, L tattooed on the bubble, lay the mink down, let you walk over a puddle, true love is so rare, but don't you worry, I ain't going nowhere. You know why? Paradise is very nice. One hand on the jelly, at the telly on the celly. Get that money, Ellie. Please believe it. If the mind can conceive it, then the man can achieve it. You gotta breathe it. And I breathe deep. I'm one with the universe. Minimum 10% go to God first. Lay back, baby. Close your eyes. Ice on the pinky finger froze your thighs. So much shake, baby. The waterbed fries. Walk around nude in the sweet yelling. Recognize. Do your dance, baby. Pour me a glass. It feels so good to have the world in the smash. Touch it, why don't ya? 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 Ya. Hey girl, oh girl, hey girl, I wanna rock your world. Paradise is very nice. Sky's the limit. You can see it. You can be it. It's on you. Word up. Everybody put your hands in the air. It's our time, baby. One love. One God. Recognize.
Just call me. Said if you want me, just be for real. And if you like me, come and talk to me. And if you want
oh, oh, my gosh, there it is.
We're back now.
Hey, Maria.
Woo. Featuring LL Cool J.
Don't forget about LL Cool J. Gotta play my girl, Anne Marie.
Yeah.
Come on now. Oh, to kick it off, you heard the New York shit by Busta Rhymes.
Yep.
And Swiss was on the production of that, Swiss Beats. And he did the hook, too. And then followed after that, you heard the Round and Round. And that was Jonelle featuring Method Man.
Yep.
Right on. And then, of course, you know the Round It Up, LL Cool J, Wait, and Marie.
I always think of the movie How High.
Oh, when you hear that Round and Round?
Because old boy had the hair.
Remember? Oh, yeah, that's right.
That scene, that song was playing.
Yep, you correct. You are correct.
You are a wolf. The way her eyes looked, she was not feeling it instantly, bro. When he opened the door, it was...
She was like, what happened? She's like, nah, you don't look nothing like that picture. It's the mark of the Buddha. You are the...
It's the skin mark of
Buddha. Oh, the yeah.
It's like you're doing a dump in the middle of your face.
The way she said it, she was like, That's hilarious.
Her eyes look scared and worried.
Yeah, I would have looked like that too. I ain't gonna front. Like, what happened? He didn't look nothing like that.
He opened the door like he thought he was slick too. Oh, man. Good stuff.
It's like dances of wolves.
Yeah.
You are a wolf. She threw that picture at Jadid.
Pew! Oh, man.
Anyway. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. No one knows.
if they haven't seen the movie, they're like, what are these guys talking about?
Man, if you haven't seen How High, you're missing out. Y'all should watch that. That's a funny movie. Yeah. Shame on you.
You're a ghost, man.
Ghost. All right, continue on, man.
Yeah, so we're back. Anything else we haven't talked about that we should talk about in the last 4 minutes of this show?
Yeah, yo, this is our, like you said earlier, this is the last episode we're filming in this studio.
We're still on the station. We're just moving across town.
Yep.
We're going to be doing a couple, the next couple episodes remote.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
And I'm bringing that up because, like, we have a lot of memories with this studio and, like, this building. Like I don't know if we expressed it to people, but it's like an art gallery down here.
I was just thinking today that if the Vigo painting was still here, I would have bought it.
Yes, I would have bought it, too. I wish it still was.
Yeah.
I would have bought it a long time ago, so I wouldn't have wished. I would have.
Nickelback CD's coming with us. Fellow X-Ray DJs.
Yeah, explain them this.
The Nickelback CD is going to be there whether you like it or not.
You got to explain the whole origin
of this.
There's
a Nickelback CD that sits in the hallway outside of this radio station that haunts in us. The building we're in. It's free. No one takes it. No one has ever taken it. It's still sitting there.
It was taken for a day and it came back, remember?
Yeah, I think it was just put in the station or something.
Yeah, so I don't know why.
Didn't returned it. Anyway, we are taking the Nickelback CD with us to make sure it makes it to the new station to torture everybody over there like it does here.
Yes.
It's a tradition now.
It's a torture
Nickelback
tradition.
CD is part of the station. For some
yeah.
Not like you say sorry.
Nailed it.
It's not even that either. It's the worst part is it's like some Nickelback CD single of a song I've never even heard.
No doubt. They never even heard it. They probably like, when did we record
when
this?
When did we do this? Were we drunk?
Were we high?
Well, they're Canadian, so they were probably like, hey, what's that about? When did we do this, eh?
They're going to be like, we recorded this downtown Canada.
What's that about, eh?
What's this about? You terrible, bro.
Like terrible. Like everyone talks on Degrassi.
Terrible. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
We're the worst.
You are.
We just offended all 42 people in Canada.
What? The disrespect is real, bro. What is wrong? This is how wars have started, fam.
I know for sure.
They listening right now, blood boiling. We coming
to knock
y'all.
At my door in the morning.
No, they mad because we won at they sports. We won at curling. They can't handle it.
Is that
us.
Their sport? Did we beat Canada at curling?
Yeah, we beat everybody in curling. We won.
Really? The U.S. won?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Took on the gold in curling.
At curling.
Man.
That's such an intense sport, too.
It is, bro. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know how to throw them stones.
I had such a great time. Me and him on a different show went and interviewed a curling place, and it was one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Who knew curling could be so cool?
And I did it for 3 seasons, and I was an MVP for one of them. So
don't
lie. It is very fun.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
Oh, my God. You ain't got to lie to Kiki.
You ain't got to lie.
Mm-hmm. And we did that shot, too, with the thing. But anyway,
you're
enough
the
with that.
Vulnerable
player. I want to thank y'all for tuning in once again, man. This has been fun.
You can catch this tomorrow on xray.fm, the replay. We're still coming back with new episodes. We're not going nowhere. It's just the next time we'll be live in the station, we'll
mm-hmm.
be at the new location. Yes.
Yeah, and if you want to follow us at the show, look us up on IG at They Gave Us a Show on Instagram. And if you want to hear me or find out who I am, you can look me up at Shade Doe with the underscore. That's S.